Dominic Cummings says it was insane the PM and other top advisers were on holiday, and he's admitted vulnerable people were let down.
That entire question was almost entirely appallingly neglected by the entire planning system, and the Cabinet Office was trying to block us creating a shielding plan.
Former Communications Chief Lee Keynes called it the wrong crisis for Mr Johnson to deal with. XL Bulldogs are to be banned in England and Wales from the end of the year. From New Year's Eve, they'll have to be muzzled in public, and it'll become illegal to own one from February unless it's registered. It comes after a spate of recent attacks and deaths involving the breed. Environment Secretary Therese Coffey says public safety is the priority.
We know that the measures that we are taking, including the muzzling and other ways that where people won't be able to sell, buy or breed a dog from the end of the year, means that we are confident that the number of attacks will come to an end, just as it did when we brought in similar regulations for pit bulls 30 years ago.
The Labour leader is being criticised by human rights groups over his refusal to demand an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Sir Keir Starmer says it's the wrong time because it would allow Hamas to conduct further attacks. The government scrapped plans to close nearly all train station ticket offices in England. Transport groups, passengers and unions were among those who'd opposed the plans. Saudi Arabia have been all but confirmed as hosts of the 2034 World Cup after they were left as the only remaining bidder. Australia had been expected to rival the Middle Eastern country but pulled out. FIFA will now run a ratification process before officially announcing them as hosts. And this week's weather warnings have been upgraded. Amber alerts are now in place for parts of southern England and South Wales on Thursday. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
Cheers, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight it will be cloudy with a band of heavy rain moving in from the southwest. Cloudy and windy later on with further heavy, showery outbreaks of rain, with highs now of 11 and overnight lows of 10.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
You're listening to Joe Bailey and Phoenix FM.
Be
I Want Candy. Actually, it was Annabella Lewin's birthday today, born this day in 1965. I think she was only about 14 or 15 when the first track ever came out. Now, I guess the intro for this hour, yes, there's a spooky connection.
Guess the intro.
Florence and the Machine, and the little mandolin there at the end. Dog days are over. Right now, Emily has now gone home. She will be back next week with us here on Phoenix FM Drive. But we've been asking throughout the show some quizzy questions, some creepy quizzy questions. So the first one was, how many pumpkins are estimated to be bought each year for Halloween in the UK? 17 million, 5 million, 48 million or 25 million? We also asked what vegetable was originally carved to create a jack-o'-lantern before the pumpkin became the Halloween vegetable of choice. Also, one that we didn't quite get right, because there was a misspelling, what do you call, instead of a feral, what do you call a fear of Halloween? There's a name for it, yes. It's got phobia at the end. That's a clue there. And which magician died on Halloween? I know that one. Now, the last one here will be, Victorians put what inside their coffins just in case they woke up. So, yes, so I'll be letting you know all of those right at the end of the show. Now, let's hear from Lady Gaga.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair with my lipstick on in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice your truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin, believe capital H I am.
Just be a queen, whether you're broke or evergreen. Your black, white, beige, Chola descent, your Lebanese, your Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast or leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born this way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or Orient, me, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave.
Baby, I was born this way.
Now, after the break, I'm going to be taking you back all the way to 1973.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
One.
Ballroom Blitz. Yes, by Sweet. Now the Shake It Off session is going to be... Well, actually, our guest today, Lisa Wakeley, she stole our Shake It Off session track because she wanted it on early and I couldn't resist to play it. So, of course, that's already been done and it was the Time Warp. We could have all done that together. So what we've got instead is another brilliant track, but this time by Little Mix with Black Magic. So that's going to come on. Can be any time now, right the way up to 6 o'clock. But taking us up to the travel news is Bross with I Owe You Nothing. FM travel news. Well, there's stop-start traffic on the M25 anti-clockwise at the Dartford Tunnels. You're looking around 40 minutes travel time there. Long delays on the A13 eastbound before the M25. Junction 30, Lakeside, Purfleet. Congestion all the way to Raynham. Now, the travel time there is around 30 to 35 minutes. Now, traffic returned to normal and traffic, yes, on the A13, that's Stanford Lee Hope bypass eastbound. So yes, the Manaway Stanford Lee Hope turn off, but it's returned to normal, but there's still quite an amount of congestion there. So traffic heavier than normal on the A127 Southend Arterial Road, both ways from M25 Junction 29 Romford to Great Whalley to the B148 West Main. That's Dunton Junction at Dunton Waylets there in Southend. In Rayleigh Road, Hutton, slow traffic on the A129 at Church Lane, all in the roadworks areas. There's a bit dodgy. Slow traffic on the A128, also Brentwood Road at Thornton's in the roadworks area. It's chalky in the whole area there, so keep an eye out on that one. Traffic heavier than normal and very slow on the A12, both ways from Junction 8 in. That's the A1060 at Danbury to Junction 19. Now, also, traffic returned to normal on Chelmer Valley Road between Essex Regiment Way and Parkway, which is good. But in Braintree, traffic heavier than normal on the A120 at Galley's Corner. The travel time there is around 20 minutes. Now, the rail is looking okay for us at the moment, but we'll head over to the Tube for you. There's severe delays on the District Line between Barking and Upminster Bridge. Minor delays on the Hammersmith and City Line between Liverpool Street and Barking due to a faulty train at Barking. Minor delays on the Jubilee Line. Underground station is closed on the Northern Line still at Kentish Town due to those engineering works. Speaking of engineering works, trains are not stopping on Piccadilly Line westbound at South Ealing. And finally, normal service has resumed on the Elizabeth Line between Hayes and Harlington and Reading following the earlier problems with the signals at West Drayton.
Listen.
Get ready, all your lonely girls, and leave those umbrellas at
It's raining men with the weather girls. Can't beat a bit of 80s, can you? Right now, we're going right up to now with the latest track from Delta Goodrum. We're Back to Your Heart. She's on the A-list. That's something I can honestly say that I've never been.
Simmons. Join me every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good song.
This is
the show
that goes like this.
Phew, wasn't sure I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30-second.
Hi, my name's Rob Harvey, and if you can join us on a Tuesday evening for Synth City, it starts at 8 p.m. We have the very best in electronic synth pop electrica in the show. That's Tuesdays, 8 p.m. for Synth City on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, well, the boys are here tonight at 6 o'clock. Ben Simmons will be taking over from me with a show that goes like this. And no, I didn't cut him off. That is his promo. 8 p.m. is Synth City with the fab Rob Harvey. And at 10 o'clock, you've got the playlist. Uninterrupted recent chart hits takes us straight up to Destination Dawn. And then, yes, we start all over again with Mikey in the morning at 7 o'clock. What a brilliant way to wake up. Now, here on Phoenix FM, we have Anne-Marie with 2002.
I will always remember the day you kissed my lips, light as a feather. And it went just like this. No, it's never been better than the summer of 2002. We were only 11, but acting like grown-ups, like we are in the present. Drinking from plastic cups, singing love is forever and never. Well, I guess that was true.
Loving that new track from Paloma Faith, How You Leave a Man. Now, coming up in a second, we've got Happy Out with Bastille and Marshmallow. We've still got so much to fit in. I'm going to do it. I'm looking at time. We've got ages yet together. Now, also, we have got Guess the Intro. I'm going to play that out for you at the end of the show. But I've been throwing questions, well, myself and Emily were, all throughout the show, all to do with Halloween. So I'll give you a couple of the answers now. You ready? How many pumpkins are estimated to be bought each year for Halloween in the UK? Was it 17 million, 5 million, 48 million or 25 million? It was 17 million. I didn't realise there was enough in that many in this country. And the other one was, what vegetable was originally carved to create a jack-o'-lantern before the pumpkin became a Halloween vegetable a choice? I did give you a clue. I did say that it wasn't a parsnip and it wasn't a Brussels. No, it was a turnip, although that'd be really hard to carve out, wouldn't it? I'm overthinking that one, but yeah, that is the case. And I'll tell you what, I'll let you know what the others are after Marshmallow.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. When the morning comes, and we see what we've become, in the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back, 'cause with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that this story ends. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, but no, that means I'll have to leave. And I'm left there with my thoughts, and the image of you being with someone else, well, it's eating me up inside. But we ran our course, we pretended we're okay. Now if we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, no, that means I'll have to leave. No, that means I'll have to leave. Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. Thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. Even though I might not like this, I think that you'll be happier, I want you to be happier. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me.
That's not the remix. Right, let's go through some of the other questions, shall we? We did say, what do you call a fear of Halloween. Well, we did say it wrong. It was feral we put, but no, it's fear. What do you call a fear of Halloween? It was salmonophobia. Now, yes, salmonophobia. S-A-M-A-N-A-I-N-O phobia. As easy as that. And the next one was, which famous magician died on Halloween? Well, that was in 1926 now. It was Houdini. And the other one was, Victorians put what inside their coffins just in case they woke up? Well, again, they were genius. I think that's brilliant. They should do that now. It was bells. Yes, they put bells in their coffins just in case they woke up so that they could ring something to wake people up. Well, there you go. I hope you've enjoyed our little quiz throughout the show today. But coming up next, we've got a quick break and we've got still a couple of tracks to come back after that.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH BAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, shake it off. All the girls on the block knocking at my door. Wanna know what it is, make the boys want more.
Is your lover playing on your side? Said he loves you, but he ain't got time. Here's the answer. Come and get it at a knockdown price.
Take a sip on my secret potion. I'll make you fall in love. First bite.
That was a Shake It Off session. I made the verse and the chorus. Considering I've got a cold, that's not too bad, to be fair. I want to thank Mark as well, because I got a little bit caught on what lottery tickets were yesterday. I was trying to say we've done a raffle. I was thinking, I could not think of the word raffle ticket. So it was raffle ticket. So I had some messages, including one from Mark, telling me what it was and how silly I was, which is true, to be fair. Right, coming up to the end of the show, I'm going to leave you with Michael Jackson's Thriller. Thank you so much to all the guests today, Lisa Wakely, and of course to Emily, who will be next week. Have a spooktacular evening, no matter what you're doing tonight. And stick around for Bren. He's got a brilliant show coming up as well. Have a great night. Bye. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a stick that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before.
dented in the air. The funk of 40,000 years and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.